Court Reporter, written by Jamel Wills and read by Jamel Wills. On the 13th of February 2017, Robert Z was given five life sentences for murdering five members of his wife's family by bashing them to death as they lay sleeping in their beds in the quiet, leafy, middle-class Sydney suburb of North Epping. Just a month earlier, a jury found him guilty in a majority 11-1 verdict when it couldn't reach a unanimous one. The case was intriguing and frustrating at the same time for me because it had dragged on for so long. I'd been following it since Z's arrest in 2011 and his subsequent committal hearing and the aftermath. This short and rather frail man always had a calm demeanour in court. He looked no different than the other suited professionals on their way to work in the CBD each day. He was a trained ear, nose and throat surgeon who was born in China and came to Australia in 1999. Z owned a restaurant in Melbourne before moving to Sydney, where he was mostly not working. In 2011, he was charged with murdering his wife's brother, Norman Lin, 45, Mr. Lin's wife, Lily, 43, and their two sons, Henry, 12, and Terry, 9, and Lily's sister, Irene, 39. Their bodies were found early on Saturday, the 18th of July, 2009, in their home, after Norman Lin didn't show up to open his news agency. Hours earlier, they'd been at their usual Friday night family dinner with Norman Lin's parents at Merrylands in Sydney's West. According to police, Norman Lin was well-liked and he had no known enemies. At first, police thought the murders might have resulted from some sort of gang rivalry or from an unpaid debt. The murders had shocked Sydney because they were so violent and gruesome, and at first it was assumed they'd been committed by a number of people. Bloody footprints were found at the crime scene house, with blood spattered over the walls, the ceiling and furniture. Robert Z was questioned by police soon after the murders. 2 years later, following a secret police operation that included months of video surveillance in his home and the questioning of his wife Kathy Lynn by the New South Wales Crime Commission, he was charged. The Crown case was that Robert Z crept into Norman Lynn's home in Boundary Road, which was only about 300 metres from Z's own home in Beck Street, late at night, let himself in with a key, turned the power off, and bashed the family to death in their beds with a hammer-like object. The prosecution alleged that Robert Z drugged Kathy Lynn that night, but in sentencing him, Justice Fullerton said she could not be totally sure of that, and Kathy Lynn may have just remained asleep when he snuck out. The prosecutor argued that Z was motivated by jealousy and bitterness because he thought his wife's parents favoured Norman Lin and that he wanted the family out of the way because of his sexual motive involving Brenda Lin, the oldest child, who'd been overseas at the time of the murders. Z denied committing the murders, and his defence case was that he had no motive to kill the family because he got on with them.